the Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with David Brookman and his orchestra, and starring Edward G. Robinson and Mary Astor in a timely radio play by Milton Geiger entitled The Checker Player.
In a mysterious way, his wonders to perform.
It is a stormy night along the coast of Maine. Northward along the highway skirting the cliffs slips a powerful automobile. To the right of the car, great waves lash the seacoast, thundering in the darkness. The car is almost alone on the road. A woman sits behind the wheel of the automobile. The set of her lips is slightly grim. Beside her slumps her rather important husband in a light sleep. A crash of thunder wakes him to grumbling consciousness again.
What was that?
Just thunder. Go back to sleep, Ed.
Well, what a fine start for our vacation. This is peachy.
Oh, it'll clear up tomorrow.
Well, that's tomorrow. Meanwhile, we should have been at the fishing lodge hours ago.
Well, I didn't want to drive. You did.
Well, I told you I don't like trains.
Yes, I know. I don't fancy that the men at Batan and Corregidor actually like that either. They just did it, that's all.
Now, look here, Ellen, that isn't fair. Now, I worked like a dog for 2 years without a vacation. I guess I'm entitled to one by this time.
Did we have to drive? Such a long way in such a big car, it adds up to a lot of gasoline.
Well, I've got an ex-ration card. That entitles me to all the gas I want.
No, Ed, it entitles you to all the gas you need.
Well, I've been knocking myself out on defense production for a year and a half. I need a vacation, and I need it the way I like it. And I like to drive.
You could use a smaller car, then.
Well, a small car is bumpy and cramped.
Which brings us right back to the inconveniences at Batan and Corregidor.
Oh, Ellen, don't be such an easy mark for propaganda.
Propaganda?
Why, there's plenty of gasoline. Plenty. Don't let anyone tell you different.
There isn't plenty, or we'd have it. And there's what there is only because men risk torpedoing and drowning and burning to death in a sea covered with flaming oil and gasoline. And for what? For us to take fishing trips and to complain about mosquitoes.
Well, I didn't intend to keep my unlimited ration card anyhow. I'll turn it in when we get back home.
Maybe. Nothing yet. Go back to sleep. I'll wake you up when I'm tired.
Gas?
Doesn't that mean almost empty on the indicator?
Well, let's see. Yeah, it's awful close.
I'd have stopped without waking you, but all the stations are closed up now. What do you think?
Well, up ahead there, that looks like a gas station.
Oh, yes. Yes, I think it is.
Gloomy looking place, but pull in just so they've got gas. Hey, anybody home? Service.
Two men inside. They seem to be playing checkers or something. I guess they don't expect much business considering the hour and the storm and the rationing.
Yeah, only mad dogs and businessmen go out in the midnight rain. Hey!
Here comes one of them now.
Hooray.
Yes, sir? What can I do for you?
How about a little gasoline?
I got a little gas.
All right, fill her up.
Fill her up?
That's right.
Well, you said how about a little gas? That tank of yours must hold 24, 26 gallons. That's a heap of gas times like these.
Well, that's all right. I've got an unlimited ration card. Wait a minute. Here. Here it is. See?
I see it all right. Only, do you need all that gas?
Now, look, mister, suppose you just let me be the judge of that, will you?
I don't mean to be nosy, mister. Only, a lot of fellas, they get hurt and killed lugging gas up and down the coast, and I just thought...
Well, they're doing it because they want to, and the gas is here to be used, isn't it?
Yes, mister, but...
I don't mean to argue with you about it. Either give me what I want, or I'll drive on and get it somewhere else.
Well, if that's the way you put it, all right. Like you say, you could get the gas at Blanchfield down the road a piece. As long as you're going to get it, might as well be me that sells it. Fill her up, huh?
Yes, high test gas.
High test?
Uh-huh.
You have to have high test?
Well, that's all I ever use.
Well, high test gas is the gas that comes the hardest. Couldn't I mix some high test with regular, maybe?
No, you couldn't. For the love of my...
Please don't lose your temper, Eddie. He means well.
Well, I want high test, and that's what I get.
All right, mister. You're the boss. I'll do it.
Yeah, and I'm sorry if I broke up your checker game.
Well, that's all right, mister. I got lots of time for checkers now. Fill her up it is.
If you don't mind. Can you imagine having to fight tooth and nail for a tank full of gasoline? Oh, what a trip.
He shouldn't have been angry with him. He looked well, kind of sad. Like a patient old horse. I liked him.
Uh-huh. More trouble. The engine is missing.
Never did that before.
Yeah, we never got gas from that gas station before either. Eat your heart out for some gas, and what do they sell you? Old cleaning fluid mixed with rainwater.
It's getting worse. What do we do now?
Well, there's Blanchfield's service station, that fellow was talking about. Maybe he can help us. Pull in. Anyone here?
Yes, sir. Evening, folks. Nice weather for ducks, eh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Say, do you know what would make our car miss and buck and spit?
Well, how's your gasoline?
Plenty of gas. I filled it up at a place a mile down the road. Place on the cliff overlooking the sea.
You mean at the point?
Well, it's my opinion. He sold us a lot of water or just plain bad gasoline.
Well, I'll take out the gasoline trap under your carburetor and see if there's dirt or water in it.
All right.
And if that don't work, I'll try and blow out your gas line with our air hose.
Well, do what you can, will you? I'll take care of you on it.
Oh, no, thank you very much. That's quite all right. I'll just have a look now under your hood. See, underneath the hood there, there's a little glass jar that traps dirt and water. You know, sometimes it gets so dirty.
Well, I've a flashlight if you want one.
No, no, thanks. I don't think I'll need one. Yeah, that does it.
Well, how's she look?
Well, I can't rightly tell out here. Do you want to come inside with me and have a look?
No, might as well. Come along, Alan.
Some night, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Where did you say you got that gasoline?
Well, I'd say I got it right in the neck.
Come on, we'll take this over to the sink and have a look at it.
All right. Well, what do you see?
This is queer.
Why? What's wrong? What's the matter?
This is the matter. There's your gasoline in the sink.
Great Scott.
It's Bud!
Blood.
Look, mister. Look, I don't get this. But you better move on. I'll put your damn car together again and you better go, see? You better move on.
Ed, let's get away from here.
I'll tell you one thing, though, before you do go. You didn't get this gas a mile back at the point. There's no gas station there.
Blood in the gas tank. Helen, let's get out of here. Quick!
Ed, what's the matter with you?
Blood, get out of here. Blood.
Ed, wake up.
Huh?
Stop twitching and mumbling like that. You give me the jitters.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I must have been dreaming.
Yeah. We're running pretty low on gasoline. There's a place open just ahead of us, Blanchfield's.
Yeah, all right, stop there. Blanchfield's?
Is that place all right?
Yeah, good enough. Pull in. Anyone here?
Yes, sir. Evening, folks. Nice weather for ducks, eh?
Yeah, I'd like some, what'd you say?
I just said it was nice weather.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. For ducks.
Yes, sir. Oh, how many, please?
Here's my ex-ration card.
filler up?
Yes, sir.
Just the regular gas.
Right.
I thought you always took the high test.
Well, not always.
We're not getting any lately anyhow.
No? Why not?
Not since that tanker got torpedoed off the point a mile back last week.
Oh, how awful.
Yeah. Got hit twice and went up in no time at all. She was loaded with high-test gas. The captain, he made sure that everyone was saved that could be saved. And that ornery cuss, do you know what he did?
What'd he do?
He was so hopping mad about losing his ship and his crew just so as a lot of people could go joyriding on high-octane gas that... Well, he stomped back into his cabin and went back to his checker game with a machinist mate.
Checker game?
Can you beat it? Said he'd finish that game if it took him all eternity. Went down with his ship. Those are men, what I mean. Good men that we hate to lose.
Tankfuls of blood.
What is?
That's enough. Stop that pump.
8 gallons is... Was that enough?
It's plenty.
But, Ed...
It'll take us to the lodge. We'll take a train back.
What about the car?
We'll jack it up at the lodge for the duration. 8 gallons is enough. It's plenty. 8 gallons is too much. What do I owe you?
Blood in your tank. Remember that whenever you think of going out joyriding. Don't use any more gas than you have to. If there were no need for rationing, we wouldn't have it. Our watchword here in America today must be fight, work, and save. Save gas, save tires, save food, and save your money. Are you meeting your war bond quota call? It calls for at least 10% of your salary, 10% of your total income invested in war savings bonds and stamps. If you are meeting your quota, you're entitled to display the new Treasury War Bond sticker, and you and your family are entitled to wear the new Treasury 10% buttons. You can obtain them from your own payroll savings officer or from your city, county, or state war savings administrator. If you're not investing at least 10% of your total income in war savings bonds, begin today so that you, too, can display these emblems of your patriotism. Remember, every dollar you invest in war savings bonds and stamps, you are investing in the future security of America. This is your country. Keep it yours. The United States Treasury Department wishes to thank the distinguished artists who gave their talents to this broadcast, Mr. Edward G. Robinson and Miss Mary Astor, and Mr. Milton Geiger for his very timely script, The Checker Player. We also wish to thank the Hollywood Victory Committee for its courtesy in arranging for Mr. Robinson and Miss Astor's appearance on this program, and this station for the use of its facilities. The orchestra was under the direction of David Brookman, and the entire performance was under the personal direction of William A. Bacher. This is Paul Douglas speaking.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.